G'day, my name's Steve Fankhauser and I'm a firefighter with the CFA and been in Mildura for the last 2 years. Before Mildura, I was actually a mechanic in Ballarat. I met a friend through being a mechanic who was a career firefighter with the CFA and became interested in a position through him.
It's a huge change in occupation for you though.
It is, but it uses a lot of the same skills and it's a very exciting, dynamic workplace, so it's it suits a lot of people.
Moving up to Mildura, can you remember your first job within the CFA?
I do remember that. It was in the middle of summer, it was December, and it was a grass finder, our second day on station here out at Redcliffs in an abandoned vineyard.
And what was it like heading out there? Do you remember what you were thinking?
I do. I remember thinking back to the training we'd just done at Fiskville in the 16-week course and thinking how to use that training in an actual work environment.
What was it, nerves, or were you sort of scared, or what was the feeling?
Oh yeah, there was definitely some nerves there, but it was also trying to just relive all those aspects of the training and trying to put that into practice.
What sort of person do you think you need to become a firefighter?
Anyone who's got a practical background, especially, they like. But in our course, there was tradespeople like myself, electricians, those sort of things. There was used car salesmen, people from any background, really. Up here, we have one of the highest structure fire rates in the whole of Victoria. One thing we find in Mildura is we don't get a lot of false alarms as such as a lot of actual going jobs. A lot of people think of Mildura as a little sleepy hollow or a little retirement station, when in case that's not actually the case at all.
In terms of what sort of fires?
Structure fires, we have quite a lot of industrial incidents. We have car accidents, we have grass fires in abandoned vineyards, those sort of things up here. Probably not so much the actual bushfires, everyone knows it, such as down south in the big bush areas. But we do have mallee scrub up here, which burns quite hot. And we also have a lot of smaller sort of bushfire scenarios up here as well along the river.
All right, do you want to just talk me through arriving at a fire, whether it's a structure fire, whether it's a scrub fire, a bushfire, and what the process is and what goes through your mind, what you're feeling at that time?
Yeah, for sure. One example I can think of recently was a structure fire we went to. On the way to the job, you're trying to think about your own situation, so who you've got with you and what's going on in the day, so the temperature, time of day, all those sort of things. Any information you can actually find about the job you're going to before you get there, so you can sort of make a bit of a plan and prepare before you get there. To find a house fully involved in fire, you've got to make a very quick judgment as to whether you're going to attack from the outside or actually go inside. A lot of that's dependent on whether you've got people reported to be inside the house or not.
How much pressure are you feeling at that time, thinking about all those different things?
It's a lot of pressure, definitely, and that's one of the things our training sort of and what we put into practice on a daily basis on station with our drills gives us confidence to make those decisions on the day.
Do you think that you look at fire differently now?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, definitely.
In what sort of way?
You know a lot more about it, so you know what it's capable of and definitely the things that can go wrong that you don't normally think about.
It was only last month that we saw the fires in the Blue Mountains as well, and one of the images, I suppose, that came out of those fires was Tony Abbott sitting in the front of the truck. What are your thoughts on that?
I think he's probably got a lot better things he could be doing than going to bushfires.
What's the outlook looking like for this year?
For this year, it's as it has been for the last couple of years, it's going to be quite hot and quite dry, and they're expecting a fairly bad grass fire season this year.
Is there any reason behind that?
A lot of growth over spring and winter, and it's got very hot very early this year, so it's already started to dry out quite a lot.
What would your advice be to people just coming into this bushfire season?
Definitely check the conditions before you do anything regarding fire. If you have permits to burn, stick to the conditions of the permit. And if you're camping or enjoying time in the river and that sort of thing, make sure your fires are looked after and extinguished.